like when I was coming up here on the bus, I've seen a lot of helicopter logging, and, yeah. and what they do is like they slash and burn areas. Like it's not just the pine beetle infestation is what they're caring about. They're caring about slashing and burning and cutting everything down right to the ground. Mm-hmm. So, like, what are the concerns with the people?
Well, in the Coquihalla, we just made an agreement with forestry, the firefighter guys, to do burning all the way to the alpine to bring back our original huckleberry ground. So we're working with them to burn it. Just burn it right out, and it'll come back naturally. It's what we used to do a long time ago. We should have kept doing that because there was pine beetles 300 or 400 years ago, and there's a legend in one of our legends talks about the war between coyote and the beetle. And the beetle lost, and he got thrown into a million pieces or something, you know. And I don't really know that story, but now he's come back because he wasn't being burned out. That's why we always burned him out, to keep those bugs down and to keep the fire hazard down and to keep our huckleberries and our medicines growing where they grow, because otherwise alder grows in and all these other species that we usually burn out. But we are doing selective burns. I support selective burns.
Yeah, slash and burns, I'm talking about like them actually going in and doing helicopter logging and slashing and burning what is left, and there's nothing left after they do slash and burns. Like, what other things are, what other steps are people taking to actually stop the logging in that area? Because it happens while you're sleeping. Most of these logging trucks don't even stop. Like, they are going 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they don't stop. And it's not until we go up there and we find out what's going on to where, you know, they're taking the logs right from under us, basically. And it's happening up around the Adams Lake area where they're, you know, doing the mining and everything. So I'm just, like, wondering, you know, what more involvement is from the people that they're actually logging more than, you know, just the, what they say, pine beetle or whatever.
I don't know. I used to do the logging minutes for our nation, and in our nation they have to meet with us as First Nations people, and like Ardue and Aspen Plainers and Weyerhaeuser and Talco and all the First Nations people meet and look at everything, and they don't do any logging in our nation unless we have a part of it or whatever. I don't know that much about logging, actually. I'm here for the resort. So yeah.
Well, that's all. I'm just saying that because in our area that's what they did for the down sites. They're actually using the pine beetle infestation to go in and clear cut so they can go and put a downgrade on our property. So they use actual training people, like our own traditional, you know, like our own people, to go in and do slash and burns. They're using the people for training them for courses on how to use the big operation logging, you know, things for that in our area. So that's why it's called free labor, basically, because they're just learning how to operate all these machinery to go in and do that. So I don't know really that much about, like, in the upper areas or whatever, like upper New Orleans.
I don't know about the logging. I mean, that's way up base from what the Coquihalla Pass Resort Project is, but
yeah.
I can look more into that.
On my way, when I seen it on my way in, it's just concerning. Is that what they're doing in order for them to put a resort up there? Like, that's what you think about.
No, the resort goes from this side. Okay, if you're coming from Vancouver and as soon as you go to the toll booth, the Upper Coquihalla Lakes, right from there, all the way to the Coldwater Road, and I have it on Google Earth here, but my computer got too hot, and it can show you, like, globally, like, right where it is, and it goes all the way to the Thompson River, almost, right on that side of Anderson Creek Basin, so that's a big chunk of land. Yeah, thank you. I got one of my newsletters in there if you wanted to grab one, or do you have one?
Where is this territory from
the Kettle Valley line? That's right around where the Kettle Valley line is. Okay, you know where people used to come on the train and they used to get dropped off in that area to pick huckleberries back in the 30s, 40s. That Kettle Valley railway line is about 80 feet from the gate of the proposed resort. So it's right in the huckleberry territory, right where people would camp back then. It's right there. It's right along that.
And you said that they're taking comment from the environmental assessment at the moment?
They're not yet, but the comment period will be opening up pretty soon. They had one, but when that comes through, I want everybody, as many people as possible, to sign those, get those comments, no resort, save it for the Grizzlies or for the Wolverine or for the First Nations people, or protect the Huckleberry Grounds, or keep the biogeoclimatic zone the same, because, you know, the water, that Coldwater River watershed is very precarious as it is, and it's already threatened and endangered, and the water does run dry. The creek's probably only this wide now, you know, the river, but, you know, because there's no more glaciers up there, they're all melted already. So, you know, it's the snow melt that the animals are living off, and that we're living off in the Coldwater Reserve.
Is there a fixed date for when the comment period will be, or they have announced when?
We don't know yet, but we hear any day now that they're going to start their 180-day process, as you know, how that works, and then they're going to have the public comment period, and that's only going to be a 45-day opening for people to get their comments in. Yeah.
And do you have any planned actions or camps or any dates that we could be organizing around to do support?
I'd like to have another camp. I want to keep the camp going up there if I could, but, you know, the snow gets to be 60 feet deep up there. And I don't see how they can have a resort up there when there's 60 feet of snow right where they want to put their damn camp. Because that's what the huckleberries are buried under, 30 or 40 feet of snow up there. It's alpine. It's pristine wilderness, you know, and those areas, you can't realistically put a ski resort up there, but, you know, if they want to move 60 feet of snow for, you know, I don't really know, but, yeah.
So do you think you might have a camp in the spring? Or?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I'd like you guys all to come. It'd be nice. Yeah. Yeah, it was a beautiful camp. Something beautiful happened there every day, and when the 180-day process starts, that's what I'd like to have as many people up there as I can get. Yeah. To stop the resort, you know, whatever it takes. Yeah.